This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
271-1100.
Here's what I tell everyone.
What are you feeling today on the news of another indictment?
I was born by God's dear grace.
For the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Extraordinary place.
Some of our listeners have said it's a dark time in America.
Stars and stripes.
Others have said it's up to the people to not lose heart. Question of the day, will they succeed in stopping Trump from returning to the White House? They being these people that are throwing one indictment, two indictments, three indictments, four. Four different venues if Georgia comes through. Amazing. And I just read a story during the break that came from... where is this? Here it is. Breitbart. Jack Smith charges against Trump include potential death penalty. One of the felonies that they're charging has a criteria for the death penalty. It's beyond comprehension. It's ridiculous. Anyway, more time to talk about it here on What's on Your Mind. Also coming up, John Lott will join us. Favorite defender of the Second Amendment. There's been some news out lately saying, you know, the crime is not in the big blue cities. It's actually in red states. So we're going to fact check that little assertion coming up on the program today. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It is true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. The roads, the bridges, the schools, the water projects. Thank you, oil and gas. Thank you, oil and gas. We appreciate you. There you go. All right, let's get to some of these comments. A lot of you are weighing in by text today. You can call us at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 237-1590. We are consistently being told that the 2020 election was legit, but it wasn't. For example, President Trump was leading in Wisconsin when we all went to bed the night of the election, and miraculously the next day it was reported that 300,000 votes came in overnight, with 100% of those votes for President Biden. That's statistically impossible. Until our election process is fixed, I feel there's no way that a Republican will be in the White House. So, if that's your view, that they've got the system rigged against a Republican, why are they so afraid of Donald Trump? Why do they pull out every stop to make sure he's not on the ballot, he's not the candidate, everything? Just a question. Another listener, all Trump and or Republican voters should contact their respective U.S. Republican representatives and senators in the states they reside in and tell them to inform the Republican National Committee they need to get their act together now. They need to do the same thing the Democrats do when it comes to gathering votes, getting out the vote, etc. They have to equal the Democratic voting machine. What that listener is talking about, Charlie Kirk has talked about, in the way of suggesting that all the other Republican candidates, because of the insurmountable lead that Donald Trump has, suspend their campaign and put those dollars instead towards just that. Vote for vote, ballot for ballot, joining the Democrats in how they do what they do. Interesting thought. Another listener says, immigration stops now. kind of why we have a military. These vulnerable people are being used to destroy our Constitution and our way of life. Okay. Gail sends a note, says, the texter that said he hopes Trump chokes on a Big Mac. Who says that? A very deranged person. There's no other excuse. Nobody wishes death on anybody except a deranged person and a person with no soul. One of many responses to that email text from earlier today. I appreciate that. Lester says, I support Trump 100%. But he is fighting both parties and the swamp. It will take divine intervention for him to succeed. But yes, I believe he'll be successful. All right, thank you for that. Another, when one party uses the government to silence, imprison, trample, or constitutional rights, and otherwise wage war on the half of the U.S., aren't we in a civil war by definition? It's a good question. What is this we're living through? I know this, good Trump, I shouldn't say Trump, good Fox News legal analysts, good in the sense that these people aren't necessarily pro-Trump. I've heard Andy McCarthy and Jonathan Turley throw plenty of stones Trump's way. But they're analyzing specifically this indictment from Jack Smith in federal court yesterday. Pick up a piece of Brett Baer and Jonathan Turley. Listen to this.
Like the DOJ, the special counsel, the Democrats run, that's what the Republicans charge, are looking at a box of chocolates here, and they're just trying to figure out the best chocolate to go after the former president to prevent him from being president again.
Well, I think this indictment is going to fulfill that narrative. I think that the indictment does not have this compelling level of evidence. I thought Mar-a-Lago was strong, and I said so. So did Andy. This doesn't have that. And I also have to tell you, I was equally critical of Merrick Garland in his statement 30 minutes ago. You know, he's constantly taking the role of a pedestrian in all of this. This is the time when you want an attorney general to look at an indictment and say, wait, is this all you have? Because this is stretching the law, and it's a speaking indictment that doesn't say enough. But he clearly didn't do that. And I think that this is going to end up tarnishing his legacy. I think it's going to undermine the special counsel and the credibility of his efforts.
Does not have compelling level of evidence. Jonathan Turley. How about Andy McCarthy? Fox News contributor as well.
The statutes that are on the books now are vague, and otherwise Congress hasn't criminalized. I think what you have is the case comes down to, can he prove that Trump believed the things that he was saying, notwithstanding all the evidence to the contrary? But even if he could get over that hurdle, which I think is daunting, I do think that you have the problem that he has extravagantly stretch these statutes in order to try to capture this behavior, and that's because this is really a proxy for what should have been a political impeachment process. They're leaving to the criminal justice system the failure of Congress to carry out a successful impeachment.
Wow. Well said right there. Thank you very much, Andy McCarthy. Extravagantly stretch these statutes in order to try to capture his behavior. Happening before your eyes, friends. Right before your eyes. Will it win? Will it succeed? Listener says, these indictments are just Chinese water torture. All right, another. With this indictment, I'm more motivated to support Trump. Donated for the first time. We've lost our country. How many people are in that camp? Being motivated to be a Trump supporter and donate for the first time because of what's happening. I dare say a lot. I'm 100% with Dana in Valley City, who called earlier. Republicans are the farm league. Another listener says, the Justice Department is trying to convict those who looked into what was clear election fraud all over several states. They believe we are too dumb to believe our own eyes when we saw the video in Georgia of people pulling bags of ballots from nowhere and counting them when the whole place was supposed to have been shut down for a water main break. That's only one small thing that didn't add up. Well, I continue to say, if you have an opinion about an election, you have an opinion about January 6th as well. That's not against the law. They're trying to criminalize politics. The deep state is hard at it, folks. They're hard at it. 701-271-1100. Call us. You can text us at 237-1590. A bunch of texts you have to get to here this morning on the program. And one more segment to do it, so last chance to get yours in on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. And you know what? They understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. Rock Solid Bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and more. Rock Solid Bins discounts right now. Go to gatewaybuilding.com. Check it out.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
During the break, we heard from the infamous texter slash listener who suggested that he wanted Trump to choke to death. which has not gone over well with many of the other listeners, understandably. Now this listener evidently wants to explain himself. So let's listen to this here.
Hey, Rexham Moorhead, I'm the guy that told Trump the joke. I just hope that he eats his words. I don't want the... I'm not that way towards my fellow man to make him choke on his words when he becomes the President of the United States. And that is my comment. Thank you.
All right. So, evidently, that's better? Choke on his words rather than choke on McDonald's or something? Thanks for the call. Appreciate the clarification, although I'm not sure it's going to assuage many of the concerns from folks that have weighed in already today. 21 past the hour. How you doing? I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. We're talking about, out of our program today has been about the latest indictment of Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. And a lot of you, popular theme here, have been, we want more from the Republicans. We want more response. We want them to get in the ring and fight. Found a few comments. One from Mike Pence. Want them to fight this way? Today's indictment serves as an important reminder. Anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be President of the United States. Wow. Goes on to say, he's cheerleading the criminalization of politics? I will have more to say about the government's case after reviewing the indictment. The former president is entitled to the presumption of innocence, but with this indictment, his candidacy means more talk about January 6th and more distractions. As Americans, his candidacy means less attention paid to Joe Biden's disastrous economic policies, affecting millions across the United States into the pattern of corruption with Hunter. Our country is more important than one man. Our Constitution is more important than any one man's career. On January 6th, former President Trump demanded that I choose between him and the Constitution. I chose the Constitution, and I always will. As your president, this is Mike Pence, folks, I will not yield an inch in defending America, our people, or our values, and I promise you I will do so in a way consistent with my oath to the Constitution and the character and decency of the American people. We will restore a threshold of integrity and civility in public life so we can bring real solutions to the challenges plaguing our nation. Compare that to Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, who highlighted numerous instances of the Biden Department of Justice appearing to have different standards of justice for Democrats and Republicans, and said the House Republicans will continue to uncover the truth about Biden, Inc. and the two-tiered system of justice. Good. A couple different ways. Rex is on the line. What's on your mind, Rex?
Hey, this is a guy that you... I apologize. I didn't mean the way it came out. I'm not the guy to text that. I was saying the guy that told Trump to choke, he should eat his own words. I would never tell another fellow man to choke when Trump becomes president. I just said it all wrong. I do apologize.
All right, I get it.
That,
I get it. You're in the camp of the text being ridiculous and outrageous and wrong and... And,
I don't know where that came from, and I apologize.
No, I got it now, Rex. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. You bet. So Rex is in the camp with everybody else, and he just offered an olive branch to the texter to say, you know, why don't you say choke on your words? Maybe that'd be a little better way to say it. This listener says, the deep state sounds like the beast power described in Daniel and Revelation. They have the same mindset. They try to shatter the power of the holy people, or in other words, wear them out. But Ephesians say, put on the whole armor of God and stand fast, hold on to truth. Go flag, keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for that. 271-1100, call us, 237-1590. Text us. Here's another text from a listener. Trump is the only candidate that is not a puppet. He needs to announce Carrie Lake as his vice president and let them destroy the current Republican Party and fix America for the next 12 years. Scott, we just went by WeFest. Holy cow. The camping spots are plumb full and highway is congested already. Well, it's move-in day, so that's what's going on. That's usually the case on Wednesday. And I imagine there's a few camping spots tucked away outside the view shed of the highway cruising by. But thanks for the update. Appreciate that very much. Listener says the most beloved president around the world was JFK. Yet they, in quotes, managed to stop him. And using the same lame excuses from Mafia to Oswald and even the magic bullet. What they never addressed is why. What made John and Brother Bobby such a danger? And it was us. We pulled those triggers. Same scenario with Trump. With Trump, rather. Why do they fear him? By the way, I pray for President Trump many times a day because I believe he's a godsend. And Biden was our last warning to put those devils in charge out or face the end of America. God bless America and President Trump. The why question is a good one. Thank you for that, listener. I would even think some folks that might have been on that mushy middle kind of fence on Trump would see this onslaught and say, what is the deal? What possibly could scare them this much about him? Another listener asked, where do we go to donate to Trump? We can go to DonaldJTrump.com, I think it is. I'll just clarify that right now. I think it's DonaldJTrump.com. And by the way, his fundraising activity, dollars, donors, everything else, have increased after these past indictments. So other people are doing what you're doing. Yes, it is. DonaldJTrump.com. Gives you the option to donate. It's a weird number. $24, $47, $100, $250, $500. There you go. Check it out. Another listener, everyone should know if they donate to Trump, those funds will likely be used for legal defense. Recent FEC filings show this. Several super PACs have spent $43 million on his legal fees. Also, Trump has spent more money attacking DeSantis than he spends in the 22 midterms. Donor beware. Well, I think if people are donating to Trump for his campaign, they understand that his campaign is the reason he's being targeted legally, and so the campaign would fund the legal defense.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
News update. Special counsel Jack Smith announcing new charges against former President Donald Trump. Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani had this to say to Smith.
You don't get to violate people's First Amendment rights, Smith.
Summer continues with millions of Americans under heat alerts all across the South, where the heat index is still hitting triple digits. Smoke from California's largest wildfire of the year impacting neighboring states now. A man driving a stolen SUV is in custody after plowing into a group of people on a sidewalk in Manhattan. Roughly 10 people were injured, but they're all expected to survive. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to soar after there was no winner in last night's drawing. Friday's drawing worth an estimated $1.25 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to "Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man" and Curtis Low. We were good, you know.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Today is Wednesday, so let's find out what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. It's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. It's Fresh Bay Cookies. Two of those, you buy two, you get one free. What a deal, huh? And let's talk about some of those entrees, the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tater Tot Hot Dish at Harwood. Swedish Meatballs or Southern Chicken Bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Breakfast Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. NP Avenue Lasagna, Taco Mac in Glendon, and Barbecued Pulled Pork on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. All right, we're going to pivot here and chat a little bit about crime. And where crime is most prevalent. John Lott, former president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, a nonprofit he founded in 2013, is our go-to guy on First Amendment issues, Second Amendment issues, rather. And as gun violence has spiked across the country, a number of Republicans have pointed to a steady stream of shootings in Democratic-controlled cities like Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, and, by the way, strict gun laws, all of them. Democrats now are saying, no. Red states have the higher gun rate death than blue states. So we want to get the truth. That's what we're all about here on the program. And John Lott joins us to do just that. How are you, John?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So who's right here?
Well, I think the bottom line is that crime control is overwhelmingly a local issue. Policing decisions are made locally, how much money is spent on policing, the policing policies. District attorneys are elected locally. Local judges are elected locally. So the decisions of who to arrest and whether you should arrest people and whether you should charge them and kind of what the prison sentences are going to be are all determined locally. What the states do is determine what crimes are, and they also can set kind of what the maximum penalties will be for different crimes. But how those are actually used are local decisions. And, if you look at 2020, it's true that the states that voted for Trump tended to have higher murder rates than the states that voted for Biden. But in fact, that was reversed in 2021. So it's kind of strange that people, even though the data for 2021 was out when people started making the claims about 2020, you would think that they might, the most recent murder stats when they were making their claims about which states had the higher murder rate. But if you look at the county data, okay, what you see is that the counties that voted for Biden had a much, much higher murder rate than the states, than the counties that voted for Trump. And even more importantly, the reason why in 2020 the states that had the Trump states that had a higher murder rate, that was driven entirely by the Biden counties within those states having very high murder rates.
So red state, but blue counties.
Exactly.
And high population centers, too.
Right. So exactly. So you look at counties like St. Louis County in Missouri. Missouri has a relatively high murder rate, but it's only because you have a murder rate of about 50 per 100,000 in St. Louis. You know, same with New Orleans. Orleans Parish has a murder rate of about 51 per 100,000, and that pulls up the murder rate for the state of Louisiana as a whole. So those are both counties where Biden got about 80% of the vote, even though obviously Trump carried the state very handily overall. But the very heavily Democratic county is what's driving the high murder rate for the state.
And any correlation on the gun laws in those counties?
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, you have the same gun law across the whole state that's there. And so you have lots and lots of counties which have low murder rates and have the same gun control law as you have in the heavily Democratic counties. Look, policing, at least according to my research, is by far the most important factor for driving crime. You can explain about over 50% of the variation in crime rates by arrest rates, conviction rates, and prison sentence lengths. And those are local decisions that are made, and I think they're largely responsible. It's not rocket science what's happened over the last few years in terms of crime rates. You've had police budgets cut. You know, some of them have been restored, but you had 400 officers cut in Chicago in 2020. You had New York City cutting its police budget by $1 billion a year that year. You've had district attorneys across the country which have been refusing to prosecute violent criminals. You've had liberal judges in 2020, 2021, and 2022 even releasing in many cases half or even two-thirds of the inmates from local jails. You know, the bizarre thing there is the people who are in jail are overwhelmingly young males. They're not at risk with regard to COVID. They never, you know, you're talking about people over 65 or have severe comorbidities. Those aren't the types of people that were in jail or the types of people that they were releasing. And then you have things like bail reform. You know, what you have people just a month or so ago in Detroit, you had a situation where a man was arrested for murdering three people. He was arrested and released on about $1,000 that he put up for bail. And then he went and murdered somebody else. The thing is, he's already facing three life sentences. You know, what additional penalty does he face for murdering a fourth person? It's like he gets a free murder at that point. You know, unless you think he has a fourth life that he can spare in prison. And, you know, and you see that time after time with these bail reform and people going out and having no marginal penalty that they face really for additional crimes. But all those things, you know, I know a lot of people a lot of liberals may not understand that, but if you make it riskier for criminals to go and commit crime, they commit fewer crimes. You make it so that they don't have to worry about arrests or convictions or long prison sentences, you're going to get more crime than you would have gotten otherwise.
Is bail reform catching on, or is it just the bluest of blue places where that's?
Well, you see it across the country. You have some places like Illinois that just passed a law having bail reform there, but you see places like Harris County, Texas, where you have a very liberal district attorney there who's just refusing to ask for bail. So even though Texas has good laws on the books, you still depend upon local district attorneys to actually enforce it. And if they refuse to go and ask for bail, and obviously the defense isn't going to want to ask for any bail being put up, you have criminals being released. So you have, in Harris County, you had something like 130 murders committed by people who have been released on essentially no bail. Some of them have been released even though they had been arrested for murder.
I want to ask you a question about a modification to a long rifle that was used in a crime here recently. July 14th, law enforcement officer Jake Willeen was shot and murdered by Mohammed Barakat, who later was shot by another police officer, but he shot and killed one officer and severely wounded two others. And he was using a binary trigger, which prompted a debate among some, including our attorney general, to say there's no reason that we should have a binary trigger be available on the streets. What's your view on the binary trigger?
Well, I'm not really sure what that adds to the lethality of a gun or its ability to go and fire.
Supposedly, it allows a round on both pulling the trigger and releasing the trigger almost simultaneously.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not sure it really speeds it up very much. Yeah, because, you're still talking about a semi-automatic firing mechanism inside the gun. And so, you know, I suppose it may speed it up slightly, but I'm not really sure firing two shots rather than one makes a huge difference to that. But, look, I guess I just don't really have much information that really makes much difference than anything.
Yeah. Bump stocks are similar, I guess, right? We've heard about those in that debate, so I'm just curious what your thoughts were on it.
The thing with bump stocks, obviously, they can speed up the rapidity of the firing. The problem is that it's relatively hard to go and aim something like that. I don't have any strong desire to go and defend bump stocks per se, but, it's more, it's just very difficult to go and aim when you're bouncing the gun back and forth off your shoulders there.
Got it. Appreciate that very much. And by the way, what John has done for us, back to the red states versus blue cities argument, is give us a prime example of how, what you read in a mainstream media outlet and what the facts are very often not the same. And this is a prime example where you're saying, well, red states have higher gun rate. Yeah, because there's blue cities in the red states, the blue counties. So that's not good journalism at all. That's just regurgitating what's being done. So not only are giving us the facts here, you've also given us a little journalism lesson, John.
Right. Well, I mean, it's also just, they have all these fact checks out there, and they just look at the data for 2020. You would think, why not look at the data for 2021 and see even if the state level the claim is correct there? Why don't any of the fact checks out there go and look to see, well, is it true for other years or not?
Yep, exactly. Hey, appreciate the time always, John Lott, former president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, one of our great go-to guys on the Second Amendment. Thanks, John. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
All right, last chance to weigh in when we come back on What's on Your Mind on the News of the Day.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Mike Lindell is hosting an election summit. On all of the work that he's done on the 2020 election, it's August 16th and 17th, the plan revealed, election summit. You are invited to participate by going to lindellevent.com, and there'll be a very simple little form you'll fill out there. Just say your email and then put a referral code in. That's Scott. Just put in Scott. And you'll get free access to the live event, plus receive an email with a free gift worth $20 right now. Yeah, not a bad deal. So, Mike's not giving up, still wants to give us hope. And He wants to know that that our election platforms are critical infrastructure now. That's a good piece of this puzzle, critical infrastructure. Find out more about that coming up before we know it, August 16th and 17th, with the great Mike Lindell, who, by the way, continues to make great products, of which you can also use the promo code SCOTT to save on. The 20-year anniversary right now is the pillows at the lowest price ever. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Want to wrap up with your text, because I've got probably a dozen yet I have not had a chance to get to. But before I do that, I thought you might be interested in knowing there will be some other people in legal peril because they had an opinion about an election outcome being different than what was certified. So when will the indictments begin for Hillary Clinton?
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Well, there you go. I'm going to tweet out 24 minutes of Democrats denying this.
That's what I'm saying about it.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
He is an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate?
Folks, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put in the office because the Russians interfered.
Jimmy Carter
interfered with our election, attacked our democracy for the sole purpose of artificially placing someone at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They were successful.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see it as president elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
He's just unbelievable. One after another, paging Jack Smith. You got your work cut out for you. If people saying the election was stolen is the standard, I could play 24 minutes of it for you. Promise to tweet that out for you today. At Scott Hannon, give me a follow. Check that out, okay? Texter says, Sleepy Joe couldn't even draw flies to one of his rallies, even if it was held in a landfill. He'd probably draw dung beetles, though, with all that BS that his teleprompter has him slur through. Okay. Another, if any of these candidates truly believe they could beat Trump in the primary, they are delusional. Texter says, I donated my money from the Burgum card to the Trump camp. I just applied for a card from the Soros camp, too, and will donate to Trump when I get that. Mayor of Miami is copying Doug Burgum's $20 gift card for a dollar donation to get on the debate stage. Texter says, did you say 47 for donation numbers at Trump's site? Maybe 47 for 47th president. Not sure what I said. Sorry about that. This listener says, Mike Pence just doesn't get it. People don't hate him because of the decision he made. People hate him because on January 5th he gave us every indication he would do the opposite. We hate him because he's a liar. He has no political future. The guy hasn't even got enough donors to make the debate. That is pretty amazing, isn't it? Unbelievable. Another, the Republicans running for the presidency should get behind Trump and let iron sharpen iron. It would make them stronger as a party. Going through a fiery trial makes one stronger and builds solid character, something the Republicans need right now and can have if they put it into practice. Another, I hear rumors, true to prediction, that Commissioner Strand is going after gun owners following July 17th. I think you mean July 14th. But we'll keep an eye on that. I don't see John Strand being successful with that. And my reason for that is Mayor Mahoney. I'm not going to go along with that. John Strand liked to do a lot of things. Can't do them all. One last one here. The DOJ indictment of Trump is a declaration of war against American voters. It's not about Trump. It's about criminalization and punishing the millions who voted for him and warning them not to do it again. Some wisdom on that, for sure. All right, friends, see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless. Bye-bye. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.